Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day with a great deal of debate and, yes, a great deal of anger, rage. And, in fact, Jane's Revenge, which is it seems to be a radical abortion group, somewhat shadowy. It's not even clear who Jane is, though it may be a reference to a Jane Doe or Jane Roe, as I believe she was known in the famous case Roe v. Wade, at getting her revenge. How exactly? And what is it that the Democrats can do to assuage their rage? Even if they win and they hold the U.S. Senate and they hold the U.S. House of Representatives, which seems to me still very unlikely, there is so much anger, and the problem with the anger is that it's generally unfocused. I was sharing that column with you, which is a fine column about do we live in a pre-bellum America, an antebellum America? Do we live in a nation that's on the verge of war, violence, incredibly insoluble, it would appear, conflicts like the conflict over Roe v. Wade. One of the figures who was not controversial, at least during most of his lifetime, at the very beginning he was Elvis Presley. There is a big new film by Baz Luhrmann, who was the Australian director who did Moulin Rouge. He did a version of The Great Gatsby. He's a very energetic, imaginative, and splashy director. And how does he do with this new Elvis film, which features Tom Hanks as the villainous Colonel Parker, who's the bad guy of this particular Elvis story, as Elvis's exploitative manager? We will get to that. We'll be reviewing that, plus a really delightful comedy with Bryan Cranston, not normally associated with comedy, and Annette Bening. We will get to that as well. Okay, this came in from Scott in Tacoma, who is good and angry, and writes a substantive email basically indicting the entire Republican Party. I try to be fair, writes Scott, but I have never been more disgusted with the Republican Party and the conservative movement. A party that supposedly upholds individual liberty now can't keep their hands out of a woman's uterus. Well, that sounds like a sexual assault, and that's not exactly what people are talking about. And again, it is so remarkable that people talk about this as a crime against women. And Scott, just to stop for a moment, I'll read the rest of your indictment because it's passionate and substantive and good. We'll talk about it. But you say that cannot keep its hands out of a woman's uterus. What do you think the purpose is of the whole pro-life movement? Do you think it's some kind of sick, kinky sexual thing to dominate women? Is it people wanting to create an America that is like Gilead, that dysfunctional, fictional landscape that is sketched out in The Handmaid's Tale? Is that what Republicans are trying to do? The Republican Party is the party of liars. Trump is a horrible human being that normalized lying and gaslighting, but it's not just him. Mitch McConnell, with 10 months left of Obama's presidency, held off appointing Merrick Garland, yet he seats Amy Coney Barrett in the final weeks of Trump's presidency. Okay. We've talked about this before, and we talked about it on the air, and it's very important that people get this straight. When Mitch McConnell was Senate Majority Leader, he had control of the Senate at a time when Justice Scalia died. And there was a question of who would replace Justice Scalia. And McConnell, in what may end up to be a historically very significant decision, said, look, Trump is not expected to win, but he could win, so let's just wait on confirming a new justice. And he could do that because he was Senate Majority Leader. And at the time when Amy Coney Barrett was coming up for nomination to fill the position with Justice Ginsburg, that was before the end of the Republican control in the Senate. In other words, the reason the Democrats didn't delay Amy Coney Barrett is because they couldn't. They were in a minority. McConnell was in a majority. Elections have consequences. In any event, he's a lying scumbag, he says, and a political knife fighter without any moral character. Winning is all that matters, and now we're stuck with a majority fascist Supreme Court. When Trump's picks under oath were seeking congressional approval, they all said Roe v. Wade was settled, stare decisis. What a bunch of liars. They didn't say it was, they said it was settled law, which it is. It's been the law for 49 years. And by the way, as John Yoo just said, Professor Yoo, when we were talking to him, it's almost exactly the same language that Ruth Bader Ginsburg used when she was asked about specific cases that had come up. And what it doesn't mean is that the fact that it is settled law is that it is beyond questioning and overturning. And they would have been totally inappropriate for them to commit themselves on a case they hadn't even heard. What a bunch of liars, he says. They also attacked Miranda rights today and made guns more accessible in New York after all the recent mass shooting. It's not making guns more accessible. It's making it a little bit easier to get a concealed carry permit. It's not as if they're giving away guns like candy. I mean, again, indignant, well informed, but yeah, that's they only give guns away like candy in Texas, not in New York. In any event, they said they are going to keep attacking people's liberty until it disappears. Okay. And I'll leave this open to anybody. Where is it that liberty is being attacked by Republicans right now? And again, if you want to talk about Roe as an attack on liberty, and of course people do, but the idea that generally they are attacking people's liberty until it disappears, stop the steal, deep state, reptile people, Jewish space lasers, and Bill Gates growing meat substitutes in Peachtree dishes are honestly being taken seriously by conservatives. Not many, but too many. I agree with you on that. Your party is garbage, he says. It's a motley crew of evangelical crazies, gun nuts, QAnon lunatics, Scientology for hillbillies, neo-Nazi militia members funded by the greedy libertarian billionaires who turned wrestling, weaseling into out of taxes into a religion. He says, I'm not a violent man, but will be voting against everything your party stands for. The Republican Party is the true enemy of the people. Don't get too breathless about a Republican wave this fall. I won't vote for a Republican under any circumstances. Okay, more in response to Scott Tacoma coming up.
Your daily dose of debate.
I was listening to about 15 minutes of this garbage that you were spewing out today, so I thought I'd call it.
The Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm still reeling from the spirited commentary by Scott in Tacoma, who believes that the Republican Party is the true enemy of the people. How did you feel, Scott, when President Trump said repeatedly that the fake news media was the enemy of the people, that the media were the enemy of the people. And I criticized President Trump for that because, again, once you've said that one group or one point of view is the enemy of the people, how do you work with them? How do you compromise with them? How do you get anything done like that actually significant gun legislation that was passed overwhelmingly with genuine bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate? I mean, that's something, right? The idea, and it's particularly appropriate on this issue of abortion, and I wrote about this, I did a column today, which I think is very important, I've been working on it for some time, about one of the things that I think is most necessary in the United States, which is beginning to give people the benefit of the doubt. You can question their ideas, you can question their agendas, you can question what they want to do. Don't question their intentions. And abortion is a great example of that. In other words, the people who are very pro-abortion are not the bloodthirsty baby killers. They're not trying to steal the fetal tissue. We had a caller earlier today who said that they were trying to steal the fetal tissue at a Planned Parenthood use it in vaccinations that were being created. And basically, people who are very pro-life are trying to protect babies. It's not so hard to understand. It's not a bad intention. You may disagree with it. You may not think that these babies should be compared to babies after they have been delivered. And then you get into this crazy thing about how you value life at different stages. But the point is, at the same time that people should not view advocates for abortion as a bloodthirsty baby killers, and they shouldn't add the people who are pro-life, shouldn't view them as people who have a desperate, warped desire to control women's bodies and to get all people to dress up as handmaids and to be part of that dystopian future where women have no rights and they're treated simply as property. Most people, most of the time, have good intentions. And your life will be happier. And certainly your political life will be happier, and you will be able to work with people more effectively if you give the benefit of the doubt. It's, by the way, this is an ancient Jewish concept. It's something that is written about in the most read section of the Talmud, which is called Ethics of the Fathers, where it says, give all people, judge them favorably. Meaning, give them basically the benefit of the doubt. The phrase in Hebrew is dan lekaf zechut. And that idea of giving people the benefit of the doubt makes anything possible in terms of actually working with people. And in terms of right now, what we are dealing with is the idea of the gun issue is another example. People who are very much pro-Second Amendment think that people want to take away all their guns because they're evil people who want the government to have a monopoly on guns, and they want you to be powerless and ground down and oppressed. And then people who on the other side think that people who want to keep guns and to buy guns and to own guns are all crazed, proto-revolutionary people who love their guns more than they care about the safety of their children. It's never that simple, and it's never constructive to view the other side as motivated by evil. And this doesn't mean that evil doesn't exist. It does. But if it is at all possible to construct an alternate explanation, like people actually want to defend their families with guns, or maybe people want to try something about making guns less available to bad guys who shouldn't get them, trying that exercise of trying to imagine, use your imagination, go wild, and try to imagine that people with whom you disagree actually have reasonable motivations. For instance, on the vaccines, this is from the Associated Press today, just broke. Nearly 20 million lives were saved by COVID-19 vaccines during their first year. But even more deaths could have been prevented if international targets for the shots had been reached, researchers reported yesterday. On December 8, 2020, a retired shop clerk in England received the first shot in what would become a global vaccination campaign. Over the next 12 months, more than 4.3 billion people around the world lined up for the vaccines. The effect, though marred by persistent inequities, prevented deaths on an unimaginable scale, said Oliver Watson of Imperial College of London, who led the new modeling study. The researchers used data from 185 countries to estimate that vaccines prevented 4.2 million COVID-19 deaths in India, 1.9 million in the United States, 1 million in Brazil, 631,000 in France, and 507,000 in the United Kingdom. Those are big numbers of people. And no, it was not part of a plan to implant little listening devices into your arms or wherever you did receive the jabs. It's one of those things that Lincoln writes about. And in my column in Newsweek today, it's also in our newsletter. And you can get the newsletter for free, by the way. Just find it at michaelmedved.com. The idea of actually judging people favorably helps us all, and there's no doubt. It benefits all of us, no doubt, benefit of the doubt. When we come back, more on the gun bill and the court ruling expanding Second Amendment rights. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As pro-abortion groups rage against the Supreme Court's Friday decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, law enforcement agencies across the country are preparing for violent unrest. Incensed by the decision, groups such as Ruth Sent Us and Jane's Revenge have called for supporters to unleash violent protests nationwide. Meantime, many Republicans on Capitol Hill are celebrating the decision, including Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York.
Today's historic Supreme Court decision is a victory for the sanctity of life. It will save countless innocent children.
President Biden saying reproductive rights will be on the ballot in November's midterm elections. Biden calling the decision by the Supreme Court cruel and outrageous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, Michael, you drive me nuts.
Michael Medved.
And speaking of nuts, and speaking of the idea of evaluating people's ideas, their agendas, their proposals, but don't try to judge them based upon their presumed intentions. A sane and measured comments about today's decision from the Supreme Court from Amy Schumer. She blasted the justices for following the intentions of slave-owning rapists. Now, is she talking about they deserve criticism because they actually honor the Constitution? So does that mean that because you don't like the founders that people should stop taking an oath to support, protect, and defend? Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Let's go quickly to Ron in Olympia, Washington. Ron, you're on the Medved Show.
Very rich, some of the people you got on your show today. I find it fascinating. You know, you were making a comment about the Republican Party about not broad-brushing. Well, I'm going to broad-brush something here. We just watched a party that lost the Civil War, that had their slaves taken away from them, sit there and party over the fact that there's Juneteenth. Now, I don't understand that, and I don't understand people that think like these people, and I'm not going to try to work with people that think that way. The Democrat Party has blood on their hands for hundreds of years, and I'm not going to be politics-explained by these people. No way, no how. I'm tired of the threats. And most of all, I'm tired of laws being enacted by the Democrats when there's no wording in the law for it to begin with. This should have never happened. We wouldn't have all this angst with our citizenry if the Democrats just would have went with the law. This is unacceptable, and until we can start getting people to do their jobs, instead of doing everybody else's job. This is never going to stop, Michael.
Okay, Ron, let me mention one thing to you. Do you know that the Roe versus Wade decision was under a Chief Justice? Do you know who the Chief Justice was when that decision was reached?
I don't know. All I know is it was...
Well, his name was Warren Burger, and he was appointed by President Nixon. The guy who wrote the decision, Roe v. Wade, was a guy named Harry Blackmun, who was actually a former associate of Warren Burger's. They were called the Minnesota Twins. They were both from Minnesota. But Harry Blackmun was a Republican, and he was appointed by President Nixon. So if you... The one thing I would urge you to do is, America has so many wonderful aspects to it. And one of them is we are the country of fresh starts and a new life, basically. And the idea that so many people come from all around the world to start again in the United States and to be something different than they've ever been, what that means is that basically attributing to the Democratic Party terrible things that Democrats did in the 1840s, 50s, and throughout history even. But if you look at the idea that everything that Democrats have ever done, because they were once slave owners, is now to be disregarded, it's sort of the mirror image of people who look at the United States and refuse to recognize how much good we've done in the world because of things that happened with Native Americans or with the evil institution of slavery years ago. Appreciate your call. There's an argument that broke out, and it's very interesting because the lieutenant governor of California, and I've got to admit, I don't really know much about her. Name is... it's complicated. It's Eleni Konolakis, and she was on MSNBC with Katie Tour over the issue of asking Americans to defy the Supreme Court. Listen to the interchange.
I understand where you're coming from, where you believe you're coming from, but in telling people to defy the Supreme Court, are you not worried about what message that sends for anything else the Supreme Court might rule on that you might agree with and others might not agree with?
Katie, it's not my words. Their own actions are undermining their legitimacy. This is a constitutional right that women have exercised for 50 years. I don't believe that it is legitimate for them to take that right away from us. They cannot tell millions of American women what to do with their bodies. This is not going to stop abortion. It is only going to make it more dangerous and harder to access. But women know. They know they have a God-given right to autonomy over their body, and they're going to seek it out.
Okay, the idea that they keep saying this is a God-given right, and a God-given right that was not recognized as a right anywhere through all the years of the Republic and until 1973. And the point is, when they insist that this is a right, what the Roe v. Wade really does is it is not aimed at individuals. It isn't. Roe v. Wade is aimed at governments. It is a restriction, not a right. It is a restriction on government interference with a medical procedure. And the idea that there is nothing else involved other than the, quote, right of the woman's autonomy, what that is based on is the idea that a baby, and a baby that is developing, and look, and I say this as a very proud grandfather, we have a baby at home, and in our collective home, the baby is often visiting us, and very pleased that she and her older brother, who's two, and our other three grandchildren, that they're all wonderful. And the idea that the Supreme Court, by the way, did nothing to end abortion anywhere. What it did is it allowed the states to make that decision. And people have such strong feelings about the abortion issue. Should obviously be involved politically, be involved in your state governments, and then help shape the state regulation of this abortion procedure to the liking of what you believe, according to your conscience. But the idea that people are going to defy the Supreme Court, how are they going to defy the Supreme Court? Because the Supreme Court isn't the one who would be saying, no, you're not allowed to get an abortion. That would be your state legislature. And what happens when you defy state law? That doesn't usually work out that well. The emotionalism of all of this, there's a Reuters headline, AOC, full colon, people will die. And all of this is basically taking up all the oxygen imaginable, and there's a secret to it. And this is not imputing bad, evil means or intentions to anybody, but I think it is a reality, and you'd have to be very naive not to see it, that Democrats are going to grab very hard on this issue and hope that it turns around the direction of the election. Meanwhile, not an election, but a series of reviews of a very fine comedy, which is called Jerry and Marge Go Large, with Bryan Cranston and Annette Bening, the new Elvis movie featuring Tom Hanks and Spiderhead. Yes, that's right, Spiderhead with Chris Hemsworth. We will cover them all coming up. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody a conflict-free, understanding weekend of fellowship and respect and conversation and uplift. And maybe with a little bit of toning down of some of the controversy and hysteria that seems to be gripping our country at the moment. And maybe you can get some distraction from that by what is on offer from Hollywood. The big movie released today, which has gotten a great deal of attention and some advanced praise, is a film called Elvis. And you'll never guess what it's about. No, it's a film biography of Elvis Presley. It takes him from his boyhood in Tupelo and then later in Memphis, in Tupelo, Mississippi, and then later in Memphis, Tennessee. And it follows basically the history of his relationship with Colonel Tom Parker. Now, Colonel Tom Parker was not a colonel. He just took the name. He never even had the honorary name Colonel bestowed on him. He just took it. His real name wasn't Tom Parker. His real name, and he was from a very cloudy background, and he was a very dubious character. He was actually from the Netherlands. And he had some crimes and problems behind him and before him. He's played by Tom Hanks. And it's so unusual because the likability factor with Tom Hanks is so enormous. They have to make him unrecognizable, and they do. Heavy, heavy makeup and a weird Dutch accent show Tom Parker finding Elvis and then promoting his career and then taking advantage of him. The Austin Butler is the name of the young man who plays Elvis. He's a major discovery. He's a good actor. But his imitation of Elvis's voice is not as good as his imitation of Elvis's famous and controversial wiggle. And the film goes on and follows him through his early stardom and his brief service in the Army, his marriage, and then the twilight years in Las Vegas before his death at age 42. And it sounds like this.
There's a lot of people saying a lot of things, but in the end, you got to listen to yourself.
In that moment, Elvis the man was sacrificed, and Elvis the God was born.
You're looking for trouble? Came to the right place.
He had no idea what he had done.
Okay, it's a splashy movie. The musical numbers are very energetic. And again, in terms of trying to capture the hysteria of Elvis's early career in the 1950s and women who just actually started throwing underwear at him and went absolutely wild over Elvis Presley, that's all very well captured on screen. And yes, the film does a makes a point of indicating Elvis's background with black music, even music at the black church, and you meet B.B. King, and you meet Little Richard, and you meet other people. The point is that there's almost no depth to any of the relationships or any of the characters. And while Austin Butler, again, seems like he has a formidable ability to capture Elvis's moods, he doesn't capture his mood or much about his personality. And given the fact that you know how the film is going to end up, it's a long sit. It is almost 3 hours long. And 2.5 stars for Elvis. For people who are fans of the King, it will bring back some memories, though he scrambles those memories, messes up dates of assassinations. And he even does something very weird, is he alters a quote from Lyndon Johnson, where he was actually saying, America is not a sick country. They take out the not and have Johnson saying America is a sick country. It's rated PG-13 with intense sexually charged scenes that PG-13 should be taken seriously. Very different film is Jerry and Marge Go Large, and it stars two stars who are not noted as comedians. It's Bryan Cranston and Annette Bening. They play a couple in a small town in Michigan, Everett, Michigan, and it's a true story where the retiree, Jerry, has always loved numbers, working with math problems, and he figures out a way to win the lottery consistently. The real Jerry and Marge, it actually won a total of like $27 million on lotteries. Now, how did they do that? How did it happen? Listen.
Found this flaw.
There's a loophole that the lottery didn't see. It's right here in the map.
I'm playing the lottery, and I won $15,000.
Why didn't you just tell me?
We barely have enough money to retire on. This is no time to risk. This is no time.
Yes, it is.
What?
What now?
What?
You want to start a corporation?
We'll split the profits with the whole town.
And they do split the profits with the whole town, and it's real. And it's one of those things at the end of the movie, they actually show you photographs of the real people. This is beautifully done. It does have that Frank Capra aura of ordinary people. And they end up working against another group that's also solved the lottery. But that group is made up of some snooty, awful Harvard kids. So there really is some rooting interest here. It's 3 stars for Jerry and Marge Go Large, and it's also PG-13. It's streaming right now on Paramount Plus. Spiderhead is a very different kind of movie, starring Journey Smollett, the sister of, Jussie Smollett, as you remember. And it also stars Chris Hemsworth and Miles Teller. And Miles Teller and Journey Smollett and the rest of the cast play prisoners in a high-tech prison where they can volunteer to take time off their sentences if they submit to medical experiments. They're brutally sadistic, involving the impact of mood-altering and mind-altering drugs. Listen.
in science, we have to explore the unknown.
They've been testing me up and down. A lot weirder stuff than usual.
This is new frontier stuff here.
Let's do this.
Time to worry about crossing lines was
a lot of lines ago.
We'll save lives. Not just one life, many lives. We're making the world a better place.
Okay, obviously they're not. The high-tech prison they're in ends up being brutal. And the film is rated R for some intensely charged sex scenes because some of the drugs that they are tested with make them sexually rapacious and wild. Chris Hemsworth is actually pretty good in the film. He plays somebody who uses the language of idealism, but actually has something very much else in mind. Until the very end of the film, it can keep your interest, and Miles Teller is a sympathetic leading man. But the difficulty with the conclusion is it is so hackneyed and so foreseeable that you end up groaning rather than gasping in terms of a reaction to what you see on film. Again, rated a very hard R, with some very problematic violence as well. Spiderhead, with a title that is never really explained, is based on the writing of an acclaimed writer named George Sanders, but this film does not deserve and will not receive much acclaim. 2 stars for Spiderhead. Coming up on Monday, we will be talking about what happens next as the dust settles. There's a widespread speculation that the Supreme Court decision and the reaction to it could be new life for the Democrats and turn around the election, which had been tilting in such a Republican direction. Is that true? Or could this actually help the conservatives and the GOP? We'll also be talking more about the gun bill and the court ruling on guns. Will that actually help? Could it help reduce the number, either of those policies, the number of mass shootings in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.